is on the way. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Uncertainty hovering over the global banking system following the recent collapse of two U.S. banks. UBS agreeing to purchase their struggling rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. UBS Chairman Colm Keller says the move will maintain Switzerland's standing as a leading global financial center.
Bringing UBS and Credit Suisse together will build on the best skills available in the Swiss financial center and enhance the combined organization's ability to serve our clients and deepen our best-in-class capabilities.
New York Community Bank agreeing to buy Signature Bank, which was shut down on March 12th. Republicans are speaking out against Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's possible indictment of former President Trump. At a House Republican summit in Florida Sunday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy denouncing politically motivated investigations.
It should be equal justice in America. And stop going after people because you have political differences.
Russian President Putin making a surprise visit to the occupied port city of Mariupol. It's his first trip to the Ukrainian territory since Russian forces captured it in September. China's leader Xi Jinping is set to meet with Putin in Moscow this week, with the war in Ukraine expected to be a focal point of discussion. More storms expected to hammer California. Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details.
Tuesday and Wednesday, just another large rainmaker begins to move on shore. And it's just really a river of moisture moving in from the Pacific. It's been happening here for quite a while now. And as you can tell, more moisture just off the coast. So it hits California. It runs into the Intermountain West. And then you start to see a whole lot of snow. So additional snowfall for some of those areas.
The storms providing the drought-stricken state with unusually high levels of rain. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A California family is desperate to find a loved one after she was kidnapped in Mexico. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
The woman who was kidnapped has been identified as 63-year-old Maria del Carmen Lopez. She's a U.S. citizen, a grandmother, and a mother of seven. Her relatives say it has been very tough explaining to the children in the family why their loving grandmother is not around. Lopez's family says she was kidnapped on February 9th while she was gardening at her home in the small Mexican town of Pueblo Nuevo. They say a van pulled up to her house, and that's when two guys in hoods got out, grabbed her, covered her mouth, and then forced her into a van and drove away.
No arrests have been made in connection to the case. The persons responsible for the kidnapping contacted the family to demand ransom money to get Lopez back. The Pope saying the Mediterranean Sea is turning into a cemetery due to human smuggling, and he's attempting to help change that. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
Pope Francis met with refugees and the charity groups hosting them in Italy, seeking to promote legal migration routes to Europe as an alternative to the human smuggling operations. The Pope pointing to the success of humanitarian corridors that have been in operation in Italy since 2016. He says they have saved lives and have helped asylum seekers get better acclimated to their new surroundings. Families from Syria, Afghanistan, Rwanda, and Ukraine were in the Vatican auditorium.
A popular baby formula company issuing a recall alert.
Gerber is pulling their popular Good Start Soothe Pro infant formula off the shelves. The company says it could be contaminated with bacteria. So far, we're told the products have shown no signs of contamination and no one has gotten sick. Anyone with the product should throw it out and ask for a refund.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.